Well, it's nice and warm in here. The kids are up late. Aren't you past your bedtime? Really? What time do you normally go to sleep?
9.
Are you sure? Are you telling the truth? That's not bad. Oh. Well, now Vrindavan Bihari has returned from Vrindavan.
Arrivo.
Can you give us some news from Vrindavan, Dom?
The whole month I stayed in the forest.
Oh, you were in the Parikrama?
Yes.
Tell us something about that. Speak loudly so everyone can hear.
We did a 1 month parikrama all over Braj, and visited the whole forest of Braj.
12 forests.
The 12 forests. So every day we stayed in different place. So as we walk it a very difficult.
Was it cold when you were living outside?
Not really cold. We were very lucky this time because it wasn't very cold in the morning and it wasn't very, very hot in the afternoon.
How was your health throughout?
It was very good. We didn't get sick.
Who else went? Did Mother Kirtita go the whole time?
No. She cannot sustain because of her health. She did only...
How's her health?
Oh, very good. She did a Vrindavan Parikrama every day for the whole time.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. That's a good 2-hour walk.
Yes, she finished her rounds in 2 hours.
How many sannyasis were there?
There's a sannyasi,
Hanuman Prasad. Hanuman Prashak.
Prashak.
Or Prashak. What is it, Prashak?
Prashak. Prashak.
Hanuman
Prashak.
Prashak, yeah, Prashak.
He gave a seminar, Srimad Bhagavatam Prasad. It's very nice. And Bhakti Vringa.
Bhakti Pringa Govinda Swami. Was he there?
Yeah, he did a 10-day parikrama.
He stayed out?
Yes. It was very nice.
Good kirtan?
The best kirtan. Mayapur kirtan leader.
He was very good.
Yes, he's the best. This is the only one who gave us energy to walk.
Was he doing the kirtan while you were walking?
Yes, while we're walking, there's a kirtan the whole day.
The whole time you were walking, there was kirtan.
Yes.
How was the prasadam?
It's pretty austere.
What prasadam was it?
It's normal potato every day.
Potatoes every day?
Yeah.
What else? Chapatis?
Yes, chapatis. Rice, chapati, dal, and two kinds of sabji. There's boiled sabji and there's spicy sabji, like that. It's always potato, but we stay healthy. You know. We didn't get sick.
But I thought that unless you eat all kinds of vegetables bought at Whole Foods shop, you can't maintain health. That's what I've been told by so many devotees in this community. You have to buy your vegetables at Whole Foods and eat mostly vegetables all day long.
Well, actually, to eat very opulent food, during in parikrama, you'll get sick.
But I'd say whole foods are not opulent. It's just healthy. That means all you ate was chapatis, rice, dal, and potatoes.
Yes.
For 4 weeks, and you feel all right?
Yeah, I didn't get sick. Most of the devotees didn't get sick.
Very interesting, isn't it? It doesn't agree with the theory about eating organic vegetables from whole foods, does it? Too short a time to say.
But the vegetables in India, I think, is more healthy than here.
Better DDT. That's the problem in India, they use DDT still. But still, I think you're right. Certainly the vegetables have much more taste than here. They're much tastier.
It was the bhakti that the cooks had when they
cooked. No, their vegetables are much more tasty in India. Everybody knows that. They're because there's no refrigeration system, so whatever you eat is locally grown, and it's fully ripe. Whereas here, everything you eat is imported from some other place and never fully ripe. Who are your friends there, Indra?
Well, actually, they're mutual friends, but she's from Argentina. We were meeting just now, and you're from?
I'm from Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
Domingo, Isabella, and Paula.
I'm from Corpus, but I'm a good friend of Brent's and Mitra's. And
Shamily, where are you from? Krishna Loka, huh?
Here.
Where's here?
I live right here.
How many people were on the Braj Mandala Parikrama?
I think it's about 200.
Pretty good. Mostly from Eastern Europe?
Yeah, most of the Russians, from Croatia, Yugoslavia.
Would you say about 75% are from Eastern Europe and Russia?
Yes.
And they don't speak English, right?
No. There's a translator.
Quite enlivening.
Lots of Indians from Bombay.
That was the other 20%.
Yes.
Then there was you.
Very few Americans. Maybe it's 3 or 4.
Americans are so advanced they don't need to go, maybe. That's what they think.
I met my god sister, Karuna Mayin.
Oh, yeah. A Chinese from Russia.
No.
Oh, from Switzerland. Karunamayi, okay. I was thinking Krishnamayi. Yeah, Karunamayi.
She was
Gokula Chandra also was here. Gokula Chandra from Philippines?
Yes.
Oh. How do you know Gokula Chandra? Who else?
He's doing very good. He's with Maharaj.
Who else?
I think we're only three there. No.
Kastuva just came from Austin. How was that? Gangadhar, how do you like doing Sankirtan in America? Is it easier or more difficult than Germany?
Well, in Germany I did CDs and here I do books, so it's a different
Does everybody just do CDs there?
Well, the last 2 years, the CD marathon.
A CD marathon?
No. Well, no.
Then what's the book points?
They keep track of themselves, the composition of themselves.
Oh. You mean no one distributes books in Europe?
Yeah, some do.
Well, how do you who determines who distributes CDs and who distributes books?
Sacramento.
Huh?
The Sacramento.
And you never got to sell any books?
Well, yeah. Well, I had some books with me all the time. But I get them out, like, first of all, CD approach, and then...
Boy, that sounds like something from prehistoric times. So Europe is 15 years behind America, doesn't it? We always hear that Europe is so progressive, but it sounds to me like they're 15 years behind. Did you know that that's what they do? What's the idea behind it?
Well, pay off a lot of debts.
Debts? Why are they in debt?
I can't say exactly. Mismanagement.
Partly, and we have the Radha Madan Mohan Temple in Ampur built. Really big for that. That was mainly that.
And otherwise, it generates a lot of money for my work.
Well, so does a lot of things. But nevertheless, Sankirtan devotees are supposed to sell books. Otherwise, how can they be doing Sankirtan? Is there a plan to make them go back to books?
Yeah, from now on. There's like, I think Sri Vishnupad had like, there's 3 weeks, all the devotees do books, and the last week of the month, they do CDs.
For every month?
I think for every month.
Oh, that's like they do in Australia, except it's the other way around.
Of course, those are, I think, Hare Krishna Maharaj CDs, are they? What kind of CDs?
Yeah.
What's it?
Bliss and Sri Hari. But this is more aesthetic.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So, what was your experience distributing in Austin?
Austin, there's a strip. They have the strip like the normal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you were distributing?
Like all the students.
All day long? Really? Right on that street?
Yeah.
Can you do that all year long? No.
Well.
Once in a while.
It gets tougher
as you go. So how many books would you distribute on a given day, let's say?
Myself?
No, anybody. Okay, yourself.
I mean, 20 to 30, 40 tops.
What do the students say?
Well, there's a wide variety of reaction. But in general, most people are pretty... open to
students
it.
Have enough money to buy books?
That's the problem. That's the biggest problem. Most common reaction is, oh, this is nice, but I don't have any money.
Then what do they do? What do you do?
Then you just say, okay,
next. How do you think we need to open a window here? Is there some window back there you can open to get air?
Yeah.
Do you have the air on?
No.
Oh, that's very intelligent.
Yeah, air conditioner.
No, I didn't say the air conditioner.
Real air.
Circulating the air. Normally people circulate air when there's 50 people in one room. No, don't do that. Then they'll be cold back there. We just circulate the air. Everything will be okay. Isn't that a good idea to have the air circulating?
Yeah.
You don't do that? Huh? Huh?
I never used to really circulate.
Really? What about in the temple room? Do they circulate there?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I guess, yeah, we had, whenever we had so many people, it was summertime, so I put the air conditioner, and I really didn't think about using it.
Is that a good idea?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So, Austin, book distribution. Thank you.
biggest austerity to students, these college students, is they keep telling you they don't have money. And they're into it. They like it. They're nice, but they don't have money. You have to tolerate that again and again. Europe, that's the big difference there. Kids walk around with $50, $60, $100 on them all the time.
Hmm. Anyone have any questions? How about our three guests? Some questions? Friend of Brent? Some question about spiritual life?
Actually, I have a few.
Okay, start with one.
I'd like to get around to, but not at this time.
Oh.
Personally.
You know about Louis Hampshire, Greg?
What's the latest news?
He's about to leave for Vrindavan.
I thought he was already on the way to Vrindavan.
I think he leaves tomorrow the next day.
Is he able to walk?
I don't know if he's able to walk or not, but he's definitely...
He's not walking? How's he going to get on the plane?
I say I don't know. I hadn't heard specifically.
No one has any questions. You can't. I'm so tired, there's no way I'm going to start some discussion, I can tell you that. I work too hard. By the time 8 o'clock comes around, I'm not going to... Unless you ask something, it's very hard to get anything from me.
Do you have any memories of Rajmandal Perkamal?
No.
You ever did Rajmandal very much?
On little places I've gone, but I have not done the whole Rajmandal tour. I do remember going with Prabhupada. Prabhupada took us around Braj in 1971, December. One of the things I remember is getting harassed by the priests for money. And Prabhupada had to deal with them. But Prabhupada never said anything practically the whole time. He never told any stories. He just let the local person who was taking us tell stories. He never said any stories. Isn't that unusual? He didn't say anything. Like we would go to a place, offer obeisances, and someone would say, this is Barsana. Then we'd offer obeisances, see the deity, and go. Then we'd go to the next place. And that's how he was the whole time. I don't remember any stories. I don't think he told them. He didn't tell them. The only he didn't say anything. Went to Radhakund, offered obeisances, and then went. Hey, Shamali, are you going to eat some popcorn? Is it offered to Krishna?
Yeah.
Does it taste good?
Yeah.
Do you like it? That's usually my conversation with Shamala. It's a string of yeah.
Do there was anything being finalized about your graduate school?
If it is, I would. If it was, I would tell you. Everything is a great mystery. It would be a great risk to say that I hope to be going somewhere in case I get rejected. Can you imagine a guru being rejected? It could create a great loss of faith amongst the disciples. Therefore, I refuse to say anything because I'm afraid of being rejected. But once if I get an acceptance, then I'll let you know.
Are you considering anywhere besides us in New Philadelphia?
I am not saying.
Will you make applications anywhere else?
I'm not saying.
Can you pray to Krishna that kindly let you stay here for graduate school?
That's not the prayer that Prabhupada approved. Prabhupada said we should always pray to Krishna that whatever is his will should be done. If you prayed that way, it might be selfish and it might be interfering with Krishna's desire. So it's better to pray to Krishna that whatever you desire, may it be possible. You should say, please let my spiritual master be placed in the best possible position for doing service to you.
We're talking about the festival, the Sankirtan Marathon Festival.
What marathon? You already playing the festival? What about the marathon? You put more effort into the party than into the... Where's the festival? Where's the marathon? Are we going to be contributing as much to the book fund this year as we did last year?
I think so. It's going to be quite close, if not the same.
It's all up to Velocity. If she has a big month, along with her trusted assistant in the corner over there. And here's another big Sankirtan devotee. May you live long to do Sankirtan.
Going out almost every day.
Really? Yeah. Where? To the corner store to buy groceries? in her mind, in her dreams?
No, we're making arrangements. We need to replace all the full-time service with the kitchen department. Most of it. She wants to keep some of it. She
doesn't want to
keep totally
disconnected,
but she's a lot every morning and evening, too.
She's a good Sankirtan devotee.
Oh, yeah.
Velocity, how many days are you going to go on Sankirtan for the marathon?
7.
Right. Then we have hope. If Velocity goes out. Indra Neil, how much are you going out?
You mean during the marathon? Well, I'll try 7. I need 1 or 2 days off. I need to
use
some.
How about Yogamaya? 4 days for the whole month?
A week.
You're going to go out 4 days a week? Wow. Probably to pay off your house, huh? Yoga Maya Loka. What's the name of your house? Huh? Sanket Bhavan. Wait, Yoga Maya is becoming quite transcendental. I can tell people we have Yoga Maya and Sankate here. Is anyone going to be doing puja to you daily? Shamali?
What?
Did you finish your popcorn yet?
No.
What about Kunti? Are you going to be doing any sankirtan?
She will be going every day also. Only in the evenings, because she works a few hours a day. She has a job, so she has duty responsibilities also. So we need to replace her for that. And in the evenings. A lot of the boys are going to be going in the evenings doing lights, like Dharma Tongue also a few days.
Mishra will do.
Mishra will definitely.
Mishra's a big sankirtan man. So the marathon.
He's been keeping that.
What about Bhakti and Lori?
Well, definitely on the weekends and as much as I can do anything.
Lakshmi Priya used to be a huge sankirtan devotee until she retired to household life. Remember when you used to go in sankirtan? You're going to the airport, right?
Sometimes I would give them away and have to pay.
You gave them away and then you had to pay?
A few days.
Your husband would pay for them?
A few days. Gayatri's good. She once got a 20 for a Bhagavad Gita. And, at the driver's license place.
Gayatri will be good at anything she does, I'm sure. Very capable person. Is she a good dancer, Padua? Really?
I've seen her dancing.
How is she? Is she quite nimble?
She's not taking, I'm not teaching her.
I know, that's why you're an objective opinion.
I've seen her dancing for me, she's good.
Is Shamily one of your dance students?
Yes.
Is this popcorn part of her dancing diet? Shamily, I think that you eat popcorn to help you dance. Are you teaching them anything like the eye?
Yes,
I'm.
Shamali's good in that.
Hey, Shamali.
What?
Can you demonstrate, show us what you have learned? Are you moving the eyes for the Bharatanatyam? Okay, go ahead, do it. That's all it is?
Yeah.
What else do you do? Just only looking up? Okay, do sideways. Now do what other things? Up, down, up and down? Wow, that's very impressive. Some of the other stalwart. Oh, Deva Presta, trying to hide behind Rupanuga. One of the major sankirtan forces of the Dallas Yatra. Deva Presta does.
You go also in the evenings.
Yeah, you can go occasionally, Deva Presta.
3 days a week, 7 days. Dhyana Dharma and.
What about our fellow back there in the big coat? What's the use of a coat if you can't go out and sanctify? I mean, you got the coat to go out and sanctify. You could go out to the stoplights. That wouldn't be difficult for you. Have you scheduled him for going on sankirtan?
Not yet,
sir. Oh, he'll be good at the stoplights. He'll probably like it. Right, you want to go up to the stoplights? Do we do the stoplights?
We do stoplights.
Nazi? You're shaking your head. What about Chandravali going on in Sankirtan? She's going to be looking after Shambhali. Then, what about Bhakta Rahul and his wife?
We're making some flash roll, but he's probably gone every day.